达摩克里斯之剑，又称悬顶之剑。
The sword of Damocles, also known as the sword of hanging,
用来展示石刻存在的危险。
To demonstrate the dangers of stone carvings.
公元前四世纪。
In the 4th century BC.
古希腊时期。
In ancient Greece.
狄奥尼修斯二世统治着西西里最富庶的城市。
Dionysus Roman II ruled over the wealthiest city in Sicily.
叙拉古。狄奥尼修斯二世住在一座美丽的宫殿里。
Pope Benedict Roman XVI lived in a beautiful palace.
里面有无数的美丽绝伦、价值连城的宝物。
There are countless beautiful and priceless treasures.
一大群侍从恭候在两旁，随时等候吩咐。达摩克里斯就常常对狄奥尼修斯二世说。
While a large retinue of servants waited on both sides, ready to obey Democritus, he would often say to Dionysius Roman II,
国王是世界上最幸福的人。
The king is the happiest person in the world.
拥有人们想要的一切。
Of everything people want.
狄奥尼修斯二世提议与达摩克里斯交换身份。
Damon Roman II proposed to exchange places with Damocles.
在晚上举行的宴会上
At the evening banquet,
让达摩克里斯坐在他的宝座上
Let Damocles sit on his throne.
于是
Therefore,
达摩克里斯穿上了王袍
Damocles wore a crown.
戴上了精致的王冠
Wearing a delicate crown,
坐在宴会厅的桌边
Sitting at the table in the banquet hall
边桌上摆满了美味佳肴
There were a lot of delicious dishes on the table
鲜花美酒
Flowers and wine
稀有的香水动人的乐曲应有尽有
Rare perfumes with their captivating melodies are all here
他觉得自己是世界上最幸福的人
He felt that he was the happiest person in the world.
当他举起酒杯
When he raised his glass,
发现天花板上用马鬃倒悬着一把锋利的宝剑。剑端
I found a sharp sword hanging from the ceiling, suspended by horsehair.
差点触碰到了自己的头。达摩克里斯的身体僵住了。
Almost touched his own head, the body of the dead man froze.
笑容也消失了。
The smile also disappeared.
脸色煞白。
Pale face.
双手颤抖。
Trembling hands.
不想吃也不想喝了。
I don't want to eat or drink anymore.
只想逃出王宫。达摩克里斯瞬间便失去了对于宴会的兴趣。
I just wanted to escape the palace of Damocles, and in an instant, I lost interest in the banquet.
并请求狄奥尼修斯二世和他的角色调换回来。
And request Dionysus Roman II and his role to be restored.
他不想有这样的幸运。
He doesn't want to have such luck.
狄奥尼修斯二世见状，问达摩克里斯是否怕那把随时可能掉下来的剑。
Dionysus Roman II asked Damocles, "Are you afraid of the sword that could fall at any moment?"
并称剑一直悬在他的头上。
The sword always hung over his head.
说不定什么时候、什么人或者物就会斩断那根细线。
Maybe at some point, someone or something will break that thin line.
或许哪天，某个大臣垂涎权力，想杀死他。
Perhaps one day, a minister will be tempted by power and try to kill him.
或许有人散布谣言。
Perhaps someone is spreading rumors.
让百姓反对他。
Let the people oppose him.
或许邻国的国王会派兵夺取他的王位。
Perhaps the king of a neighboring country will send troops to seize his throne.
或许他的决策失误使他不得不退位。
Perhaps his misjudgment forced him to abdicate.
如果想做统治者，
If you want to be a ruler,
就必须冒各种风险。
You have to take all kinds of risks.
风险永远是与权力同在的。
Risk is always associated with power.
达姆克里斯听罢，知道了除了财富和荣誉之外。
After listening to Damprus, he knew that besides wealth and honor,
狄奥尼修斯二世还有很多忧虑。
Dionysus Roman II had many concerns.
明白了权力永远与风险同在的道理。
I understand that rights always come with risks.
从此。
From now on.
达姆克里斯非常珍惜自己的生活。
Damocles highly valued his life.
达摩克里斯之剑常常比喻不要被外表的奢华幸福所迷惑。
The sword of Damocles is often used as a metaphor for not being distracted by the superficial luxury and happiness.
要看到其内在潜伏的严重危机的本质。
To see its inherent serious and imminent danger.
此典故后来就成为迫在眉睫。
This illusion later became pressing.
随时丧命危险的同义词。
Synonyms for situations where death is imminent.
这个故事最早被记录下来。
This story was first recorded.
是因为罗马的演说家西塞罗记录在他的辩论集里。
Because the Roman orator Cicero recorded in his collection of speeches.
西塞罗讲述这个故事是想说明一个道理。
Cicero tells this story to illustrate a point.
那就是没有安全感的人。
That's what people without security feel.
无论拥有多少财富、权力
No matter how much wealth or power you have
都不可能真正的快乐
None of them can truly be happy
我们对幸福的想象总是被去掉了头顶的那一部分
Our imagination of happiness always lacks the part at the top
但凡有一点高位经验的人都明白。
But anyone with a little experience knows that
越往上爬，剑越多，越大，越锋利。
The more you climb, the sharper and larger the swords become.
权力、财富、优越
Power, wealth, and superiority.
待遇是眼前的盛宴。
The benefits are like a feast.
毁灭性风险
destructive risk
靠一根极其脆弱的细线悬挂在头顶
hanging from a thread
随时倾覆
be ready to overthrow
当下拥有的一切好处与致命危险绑定共存
currently all the benefits and deadly dangers coexist
二者无法分割
They are inseparable.
西塞罗讲这个故事的时候是公元前一世纪，两千多年过去了。
Cicero told this story about 2,000 years ago.
故事的内核没有过时一秒。
The core of the story hasn't become outdated.
因为人性没有变。
Because human nature hasn't changed.
权力的结构没有变。
The structure of power has not changed.
恐惧的逻辑也没有变。
The logic of fear has not changed.
达摩克里斯之剑，这个意象真正在现代政治舞台上变得家喻户晓。
The sword of Damocles metaphor has become a familiar term in modern political discourse.
是因为约翰·肯尼迪1961年9月25日
Because on September 25, 1961, John Kennedy
肯尼迪在联合国大会上发表演讲
Kennedy delivered a speech at the United Nations General Assembly.
那是冷战最紧张的时期之一
That was one of the most tense periods of the Cold War.
美苏两个超级大国都在疯狂地囤积核弹头
The two superpowers, the United States and the Soviet Union, were frantically stockpiling nuclear weapons.
整个人类活在一种前所未有的恐惧当中
The entire human race is living in an unprecedented state of fear.
肯尼迪用了这个典故
The anecdote that Kennedy used.
他说
He said,
每一个男人
Every man
女人和孩子都生活在一柄核武器的达摩克里斯之剑之下
Women and children live under the shadow of a nuclear weapon
悬挂在最纤细的细线上
Hanging on the thinnest of threads
随时可能被意外误判或疯狂切断这个隐喻
It could be misinterpreted or cut off at any time.
为什么生命力这么强
Why are you so strong?
因为它冲击了一个普世的心理结构
Because it shattered a naive mindset.
人类对已经发生的灾难反而能适应
Humans can adapt to disasters that have already happened.
但对于可能发生
But for what may happen,
但尚未发生的威胁却是无所适从的
However, the threat that has not yet occurred is helpless.
剑没有落下来的时候
When the sword didn't fall,
最折磨人
The most torturous.
心理学上有研究发现
Psychological research has found that
等待电击的人，焦虑程度往往超过真正被电击时的痛苦。悬而未决的状态本身就是一种刑罚。
The anxiety of those waiting for the electric shock is often greater than the pain they experience when actually being shocked. The state of suspended anticipation itself can be considered a form of punishment.
比如我们打官司的时候
For example, when we go to court,
开庭前我们紧张的准备工作
Before the trial, we were all very nervous and prepared.
这段时间的煎熬远没有开庭之后
The ordeal has been far from over since the trial.
等待判决书的那段时间难熬
The period of waiting for the verdict was agonizing.
房贷事件
Mortgage incident
体检事件
Medical examination event
裁员
Layoffs
事件
Event
考试事件
Exam incident
感情危机也事件什么都可以往头顶上一挂
Emotional crisis is like a sword. You can hang anything on your head.
最后这个词就变成了一种高级的。
The last word then became a sophisticated one.
我很焦虑。
I'm anxious.
但是达摩克里斯之剑并不等于普通的压力。
However, the sword of Damocles does not mean ordinary pressure.
普通压力是知道自己有一件难事要处理。
The normal pressure is to know that you have a difficult task to handle.
达摩克里斯之剑描述的是一种结构。
The description of the Damon's sword refers to a structure.
你正在享受某种好处。
You are enjoying some benefits.
同时
At the same time,
有一个足以摧毁这一切的风险悬在上方。
there is a risk hanging over everything that could destroy it all.
而连接安全与灾难的，只是一根极其脆弱的细线。
And the only thing connecting safety and disaster is an extremely fragile thread.
普通压力是困难，
Normal pressure is difficult.
是一件待解决的事。
This is a matter to be resolved.
解决完它就结束了。
Once it's solved, that's the end.
危险不会摧毁你全部现有的生活。
Danger doesn't destroy all of your existing life.
比如周末要加班。
For example, if you have to work on weekends,
作业没写完，
Homework is not finished.
做完压力就消失了。
Once the pressure is gone, it disappears.
达摩克里斯之剑是你正在享受红利。
The sword of Damocles is the dividend you are enjoying.
但是头顶存在归零级别的毁灭性风险。
However, there is a significant risk of complete destruction at the top.
维系安全的系带
Maintain the safe connection.
极其的脆弱，风险
Extreme vulnerability.
永久的伴随红利存在，无法彻底的摆脱。
Permanent dividend income cannot be completely eliminated.
我们需要追问更具体的问题。
We need to ask more specific questions.
剑是什么？
What is a sword?
马鬃是什么？
What is horse mane?
谁把它挂上去的？
Who hung it up?
谁在维护它？
Who is taking care of him?
如果它断了，代价
If he breaks the price,
由谁来承担？
who is responsible?
比如背负高额房贷的中产们，红利是拥有自己的住房、稳定的居所。
For example, the benefits of high-income earners with large mortgages are having a stable place to live.
城市的资产，贱呢就是失业、大病、断收入、无力还贷。
The city's assets are all lost, including unemployment, illness, and inability to pay bills and mortgages.
房屋被法拍。
The house is going to be auctioned off.
马鬃细线呢，是持续稳定的月薪。
The stable monthly salary refers to a consistent and predictable income.
身体健康。
Health.
悬挂者呢，是房地产信贷规则。
The rules of real estate lending.
就业市场，疾病意外，代价。
Job market, disease, accident, cost.
承担者呢，是购房者。
The buyer is responsible.
全家多年的积蓄归零，住所。
All the family savings were wiped out, and the house was left empty.
失去。再举一个体制权力层面的例子。
Here's another example of a systemic power structure
贴合原始典故国王的故事。
based on the original story of the king.
案例，手握实权的管理者。
Empower managers with the tools they need to succeed.
他的红利是决策权。
His advantage is decision-making power.
资源调配权。
Resource allocation rights.
众人尊重。那把剑呢？廉政查处，决策失误。
Everyone respects the decision of the anti-corruption investigation.
追责。内部权力斗争
，accountability for internal power struggles，
群众信访问责，马鬃细线呢？纪律红线，工作不出纰漏，监督的机制。
The masses trust and supervise the officials. The officials should be disciplined and work diligently, and the mechanism of supervision should be in place.
监督机制，悬挂者的纪检监察制度约束。
Who is the supervisor? The disciplinary and supervision system should be a constraint.
民众监督，代价承担者就是掌权者，一旦触碰了红线，地位。
The people's supervision of those who bear the cost of power is a matter of red lines.
前途全部丧失。
All future lost.
正好对应了原始的故事。
This perfectly corresponds to the original story.
国王拥有全城的财富，头顶。
The king has all the wealth at his head.
悬刺杀、叛乱、政变之间。
To assassinate the traitors and overthrow the rebellion.